Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Dreezy, Big Dreez.
What's up?
It's hey, her girl. First appearance. So we were just talking. She was like, what you think happened to me? Because I was talking about how I first met Dreezy when she first was coming out. Mm-hmm. And they had a fancy ass dinner for her at Mr. Chow's. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she was popping, putting out singles. They was doing well. And then I was like, things got a little quiet for a second. And mm-hmm. now you're back.
Yeah.
So what happened with Big Dreez?
Yeah, just some contract complications. You know, I had to handle some business behind the scenes, but it's all good now. Everything worked out.
Everybody's still breathing.
Yeah. We're still alive. Yeah, so I'm ready to hit 2019 with a bang.
You miss living in Chicago?
No.
Where you live now?
I live in LA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Especially not this season.
I got to go home like at least like once a month or once every 2 months. You know, I got to always go back. But after being there for a minute, it's like, I got to go. It's cold.
It is cold.
It's cold. And when I was in Chicago, I never had my own place in Chicago. Mm-hmm. When I went to LA, I got my first crib. And, you know, so it's kind of like I feel independent mm-hmm. out there. When I go home, I'm sleeping on my mama's couch. I'm asking, can I see your car? Like, it's just a lot of, you know, so.
It's humbling.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to go home back to my own place.
Yeah, I got my car in LA and everything.
So. Did you think when you got your own place for your first time that you would be wilding? Because I remember when I first, like, got my own place, I thought I was going to be wild. Mm. And I didn't really do shit.
I ain't going to lie. The first thing I did when I got my crib was flamed up a blunt.
I know that's right.
I'm like,
that's
I can finally smoke where I lay my head at without somebody yelling in my ear. I don't got to wash dishes when you tell me to wash dishes. I ain't got to take out the trash when you tell me to. Like, it's just.
So it now I just picture your place got mad dirty dishes and trash.
No, this is the difference. I got a dishwasher.
Oh, shit.
But my mama got one too, but she never used to let us use the dishwasher.
That's my mother too.
Why do that make no sense to me. So
because older people feel like dishwashers don't work.
Yeah, that's true.
To wash the dishes.
My dad won't let us use the dryer at the house. We gotta wash clothes and hang them.
Oh, no.
Because he's cheap. That's why, though.
My God.
He's drying these clothes.
Because hang them. They be crunchy.
They be all crunchy. That's what I'm about to say. When you dry clothes, they make it crunchy.
Like, when I wash some of my clothes, I hang
delicate.
Most of them.
Yeah, and like too. Stuff that you don't want to shrink.
Oh, like your underwear.
I hang some jeans so they won't shrink or not.
Right. That's what I want. My dad will hang everything from
your
underwear to the
clothesline.
Yeah, the clothesline. Outside and in the basement. And so we got to hang stuff up. I used to hate that. I'd be like, why we can't just
dryer.
You know, I thought I would have, like, in the beginning, I thought I would have, like, people coming over and stuff like that.
I thought I was going to hoe out.
I don't have, like, I don't like people to come by my house like that.
I thought that when I moved to Jersey last year. Y'all know when I went there.
Yeah.
I got your place.
It was nice. I like that
place. I thought that I was just going to be like the hostess with the mostest.
I'm having,
like,
game night. You think you all kinds of shit?
I'm not doing that in my house.
I ain't do none of that shit.
And I was able to make my apartment look exactly the way I wanted it and buy all the furniture I needed and everything. And I just sat there and stared at the walls.
Yeah.
Like, by myself. Here. Like, it was just like, okay, you got all of this and now what?
You'd be like, I'm going to have a housewarming smoke party. Up. That shit don't
let me
never
tell you
happen.
Something. I had a housewarming party 6 months after I moved in.
I never had one, and I had one cookout.
Oh god.
Oh yeah,
that's
the epic cookout. And it was I've been living in my house. I bought my house like almost 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had one cookout and that was it. I ain't never did shit.
It was
since.
A lit disaster.
It was too much.
It was
shut
like 200
around the same time that we moved into the house. Out.
It was a heat wave that day.
It was like 105 degrees.
And 105
it was a bar
people.
Set up of Hennessy of all drinks.
Oh, well, you should have known everybody was
in the backyard.
And then when you got liquor and food, people going to find out. They going to smell it.
People be so ungrateful, too, because, like, it was going on for, like, 6 hours, right? I had free food, free drinks, a whole bar set up. Not even just regular VS. It was VSOP Hennessy.
Yeah, privilege.
Right?
Good shit.
Everybody was having a good time. And then when it was time for it to be over, they acted like they was mad. Like, there's no more drinks.
There's no more liquor.
There's no more food.
She
like y'all just ate for
liquor.
Free for
yes.
6 hours.
It's
right.
Time
get
for
out.
Y'all to go.
They like y'all can't open one of them bottles.
I was the last one to leave. So I can't even talk
that
shit.
Didn't count. No, that didn't count.
I was
count.
The last one to leave.
People was leaving food in the windowsill.
Yeah,
like,
we found like a
house.
Whole hot dog in the window or like hamburger like in the window. I'm like, these people disrespectful as fuck. Like if I was
when I throw parties, it's somewhere else.
Right.
Nobody else's house. When I'm at home, I ain't gonna lie. I do be having like certain people come over, but I'm cool with being by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, because for one, I'm barely even home. That's the big thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got this place and I got my car and I'm like, yes. And then I got to go out of town for a week. Like, I'm finna be
travel,
here for
travel,
a week.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go home, it just feel good to lay in my bed and just, you know.
Just be alone, right? Watch some Netflix.
Take it all in, right?
Yep. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up though. What's Big Dree's doing?
Who knows, girl? Us? The way these niggas be acting.
Right.
Who knows?
So is there anybody that you're expecting something from?
I'm expecting something from a couple people. But
okay.
You know,
no, that's fine.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yes, ma'am. What's your best Valentine's Day? The best gift you ever got.
I don't feel like I really had a good Valentine's Day just yet. But I have gotten like little gifts. Like I got a big, huge teddy bear once.
Okay.
That you gotta like drag in the hallway, down the hallway.
That's cute.
You want my mama usually be my Valentine every year.
Oh, that's nice.
She always give me like chocolates and flowers and teddy bears and
my
stuff.
My parents
like that.
Used to do that
that's
too.
Cute.
Yeah.
When I was good. My dad would give it. This is gonna make him sound terrible.
Yeah, you're making him sound cheap.
He is cheap. He would give me Valentine's Day stuff the day after because it was half off.
Oh my God, no.
So the day after I'd be getting mad candy, but it'd be like 50% off.
All of this
the
sticker on it.
At least Walgreens. He bought it. My dad ain't never buy me a motherfucking
Valentine.
Yeah, I
don't think my dad
can't
give
say
me
I got a
Valentine
from my dad either.
Better
I used to
us.
Always give my daughter baskets of candy and cards and stuff, Valentine's.
Yeah.
And Easter.
Do women Easter, buy men sure. Valentine's Day presents?
No.
Damn.
No.
She said
no. Maybe on Sweetest Day, but not
you
on Valentine's
Day. Something like cologne or like nothing.
A
crazy.
Valentine's Day gift.
I feel like, okay, maybe if I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then maybe it could go both ways, but I feel like it's really supposed to be about
for women. Yeah, yeah, I feel like Valentine's Day is for the woman.
I got this chain for Valentine's Day.
I got this chain for Valentine's Day.
Matter of fact, let me fix
and that
up
was
and
my
get
best
my
Valentine.
Diamond
my little diamond.
You gotta
my
get
name
somebody a something if they getting you diamonds.
You
something.
Don't feel bad like he give you stuff and you just
I
like,
didn't get
thank
him
you.
Nothing.
Okay, bye.
Yeah,
no.
Thank you.
She said, nah.
Let me suck his dick.
They be putting us through.
I got that yesterday, bitch.
Give us
come on my hair.
You know, it's
come
with
your left
faces.
Hand instead of your right hand.
You can miss today. It's fine.
When do we? We only get guys' gifts like on
Sweetest Day.
Birthday.
Sweetest
Christmas.
Day isn't something we celebrate here.
What is
really?
That?
It's like a Midwest thing.
Y'all
I think.
Don't know what that is?
Nah, I never heard of that. Explain
Sweetest
it.
Sweetest Day.
Explain it to us.
It's like Valentine's Day for boys.
I didn't know it was for boys. I thought it was for everybody. Still.
No, it's for boys.
What day is that?
Right. What day is
what
that?
What day is that?
Let's look
know.
It up.
See, you don't even know.
She ain't buy nobody shit for that day.
Yeah, you got to look it up, but it's definitely for guys.
What's the meaning behind that? We never heard of that.
Yeah, I never
heard
sweet.
I only know about that because they celebrate that.
I've heard it, but
October 19th.
If I really like you, I'm going to buy you something for everything.
See, it's in the Midwest. And yeah, and also in Florida. It's the third Saturday of October.
Oh, I didn't know it was just the Midwest thing. I thought everybody knew about Sweetest Day.
No, that doesn't even sound like a special day or the time of the year. That's like Halloween.
Yeah, like, that is close to Halloween.
You know, get that nigga a mask.
Oh, and it's not the same day every year. It's this. It's this. The date.
The third
it's not the same
October.
Actually date. Oh. It's a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Thanksgiving.
Mm. I think if somebody's constantly gifting you and it's your boyfriend and you really like him or care for him, it's okay to buy him a little gift here and there.
Yeah. Well, Jeezy, what's the longest relationship you've been in?
Probably my last relationship. We was together for like 3-4 years.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just me going into getting into fame and stuff. I don't think he could handle it.
He was insecure?
He was insecure. I don't want to, like, talk about him bad, but he didn't really have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So when I got my first deal, he was expecting, like, a lot from me.
Like it's Sweetest Day, baby. When Sweetest Day every day now, boo.
We was in Chicago. We both was broke. Mm-hmm. But when I moved to L.A., it was like I got my first check and everything. And it's like, I want to see you. I can't afford no ticket right now. So then it was like, okay, I'm going to buy your first ticket. Then it turned to the second ticket. Then it's like, okay, I'm not finna be providing. You know what I'm saying? So it just didn't work out. Like,
What? So he wasn't really like trying to step it up? And
I mean, what could he really do though? Like, what?
Get a job.
And then it's like,
he still couldn't floss like how you floss.
It just wasn't even.
Mm-hmm. The scale was tipping.
Yeah,
right?
You glowed up and left him is the more.
I didn't leave him. Don't say that because he would watch this interview and be like, exactly. No, I really, and then on top of that, I put up with so much of his shit the years before. It was just I feel like it was time for me to move on. Like, I would have been
rocking
my lessons.
And that's fine. When you put up with his shit, was he cheating?
Did he cheat? Yeah, he cheated a couple times. Mm-hmm.
So you like, well,
yeah. Yeah, it was just not. It wasn't really nothing to hold on to. He wasn't really like doing anything like
exemplary.
He wasn't significant. He had to figure it out. Like I was figuring it out, and he
now
wasn't figuring
it out.
Now
it's time for you to get on
your shit. He was getting locked up.
Oh damn!
He started robbing
trying
people.
To build.
It was just,
what?
Yeah,
robbing people. Yeah. He was trying to buy his own flight.
Listen, he was trying to.
At least he was trying.
Yeah, he was trying to
get that flight money up.
Gotta rob somebody to fly out here on Spirit.
That's love. If that ain't love, I don't know what is.
Nah,
about to go to jail.
Did you fly him first class?
No. Hell no.
Now you're bugging.
And it's crazy because I haven't been in a relationship since then. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of, I'm cool, man. I'm okay though.
Like, I know they be in your DMs though.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I seen them pool pictures and everything.
Yeah, a couple niggas in my DMs. Chanel.
Anybody good?
It's a couple people. See, my whole rule all 2019 is we friend zoning niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not getting serious with nobody. I'm not really, you know, until a guy goes above and beyond to prove that to me, then maybe. But I don't really want to deal with a lot of people. I want to deal with a certain amount of people and just have a friendship. Because just like my last relationship, you get to a point where it's like, we're not even cool no more, you know, because it was so, like, personal and, you know, so I just feel like I just want to be friends with guys now. Let's get to know each other. If it work out, cool. If it don't work out, cool. We still friends. There's no hard feelings, like, you know, and that way you're not going around bragging, I fuck with Dreezy. I do this. No, we're friends.
Right. We cool.
You know?
We cool, homeboy. Yeah, we wait to have a meal.
So, that's what I'm on right now.
You ever met a guy and he's, like, moving too fast, but you like him?
Uh-oh. Oh, they all move fast to me.
Like, girl, they move straight to the
they want to get straight to the point. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm just like, nah, it's, you know.
Do you let anybody leave their stuff at your house?
little toothbrush,
little got to the bottom of that.
Little sweatpants.
I got a couple
little wife beater, little drawers,
some socks,
toothbrush, you know? For sure.
I really feel like they be doing that on purpose.
Yes. Oh, of course.
You know, so
I need a toothbrush.
And the minute I'm finna just make a little box, a little lost and found, just put all that shit in.
What if it's like, these ain't my boxes?
That's the point. You gotta put it by the
door. No, I had somebody do that to me. Look, we cannot steal all this. No, I had somebody do that to me once. Like, I had my little boo come over, and I had these boxes on. It was like some briefs, and it was like blue or whatever. I'm like, he coming over, I'm gonna put his boxes on. Oops. So he get over there. And I'm like, you like my boxes? He's like, I was wondering whose those is. I'm like, this is yours.
You was stuck.
He like, those is not mine. I'm like, these is your fucking boxes. I was with you when you bought them. Like, nigga, we had to go to the store. Like, it was a whole little argument. And then he was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was so mad. Like, you just ruined the whole room.
Right. You ruined the whole moment. Trying to be sexy wearing your shit.
I'm like, let me take this shit off.
He didn't know his own boxers.
Right. He came out there. He ended up staying longer than he needed to. So, we ended up buying some. So, buying I don't think he remembered that he bought some.
You know, for a second, you was like,
I swear to God, I was salty. I was just like, then I went in the bathroom. Then I came back out like, hold on, I was with you. And then like,
you
thought you was caught,
right?
Right.
To the toilet like, fuck.
No, for real.
Is these really his boxes? Damn, that sucks. Now, do you think that you ever lead a guy on? Like, have you ever led somebody on where they thought maybe it was going to be more than what it was, and you felt bad about it?
I wouldn't say I lead guys on, but sometimes it's hard for like when a guy's like a real sweetheart and he just won't give up on trying to like talk to you. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, smile and like, you know, I say little stuff. I won't completely turn him down all the time.
Girl, you have to.
I know. I guess you do.
You have to let them know. Like, this ain't. And she got that nice smile too, where she looked like she just love you. She be like,
so I try not to lead guys on though.
Mm-hmm. Guys lead themselves on.
They do.
Because they're so entitled.
Right.
That they feel like just because they want you, they're going to get you. Mm-hmm. Or they're supposed to get you just because they want you. Not because they work for it. Not because they do anything to earn you.
Yeah.
They just feel like, I want that. It's supposed to be mine.
And then they get mad when you don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever had somebody be nasty to you because you didn't like them?
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially in Chicago.
That's crazy to me.
The niggas would try to talk to you all the time. Baby, let me get your number. Nah, fuck you then, bitch.
They do that in Philly, too.
I think everywhere.
They do it everywhere.
But you know what?
Bitch, you ain't all that anyway.
I've definitely led people on before. I used to do that a lot, especially when I was younger, because it wasn't on purpose, though. I would be like, I would be talking to them and I start to really like them. And then they get real serious and I'm like, wait a minute. I start backing away a little bit, but I still tell them like what they want to hear.
Yeah,
I tell them what they want to hear. I'll keep it
going.
Yes,
I love you.
Till it gets too far, then I just won't answer their phone call no more. I'm like, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, no, but you kind of did it.
You made him crazy.
Yeah. But you move it. I didn't think it was going to happen like that. I thought we was just playing.
You thought he was going to be cool.
I thought we were playing.
I thought it was like fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it just went beyond that.
All right, let me give you a scenario. Okay, let's say you're dating a guy, right? You're about to go on vacation together. Y'all been planning this. You're going away for a week. Jersey don't get no vacation time, so she's excited. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be great. Beautiful villa. But you find out he's talking to another chick the day before y'all supposed to go. Would you still go?
Hell yeah. We going to go. I'm going to curse your ass out when we get there. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And then, or at least I might have my own little vacation while I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Now, it depends too. Is it a relationship or just a guy I'm talking to?
It's like not your boyfriend yet, but it's serious. And he's it's just me and you.
If you ain't my boyfriend, it ain't that serious.
Because it can't be cheating.
And passport stamps. Boyfriend. So, but what if he's saying that he's not messing with nobody and then you find
I don't
it?
Like that. I feel like even if you're not in a relationship, just keep it 100. And that's why I'm so like serious about this friendship thing. Because it's like we should be open and we should be able to talk to each other. There's no point of lying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you can't tell a nigga to be open with you, and then when he be open with you, you get like extra mad about it.
Right.
You know?
You gotta keep it.
But if I find it out and it's something different than what you told me, then it's like
they say guys only lie to you if they love you. Bullshit.
They lie to everybody. They don't love you. If they do love, they just laugh. They lie.
If they love you, they wouldn't have to lie to you. How about that?
I'm not gonna lie. I gotta like serious little situation. Not serious, but like I got real close to this guy that I'm talking to now, and that's one of the things I found out, he was lying to me. And it's like I wasn't even mad about the situation, but the fact that he lied.
Right.
And
that's what you feel like you have to lie.
Yeah, and that's what he said. I really didn't want to hurt your feelings.
So keep it 100.
hurt my feelings. Like, who do you think I, you know what I'm saying? Tell the truth. Right. I don't care about all that hurting my feelings, because it's going to hurt me more that I trusted you and right. you know what I'm saying?
If a guy tells you, look, I am talking to other chicks, you still would talk to him?
If we're not in a relationship, yeah, why not? I'm probably talking to other guys too.
Right. What if he has a baby on the way?
See,
that's too far.
It get tricky with that.
Too far.
It get tricky with that. It get tricky with the baby.
I'm not with it, but I got a baby on the way. You know, it was like a situation. We wasn't even like that. She got pregnant. She wanted to keep the baby.
That's always a story, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they be married. Mm. It'd be the fourth kid.
But let's just say he's honest. He tells you, look, I have a baby. I don't know for sure if it's mine until the baby's born, but I have a baby potentially on the way.
You know, we can still be friends.
Oh, shit.
Keyword, friends, all 2019.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it personal, but that might change the way I fuck with you. Like, I might not be as serious with you. You know what I'm saying?
Change
like,
the dynamic of everything.
I can't, it ain't really your fault if it happened before I was in the picture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it just depends on how much I like you. Like, if I like you for real, and we've been messing around, it's like, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would have to see.
Have you ever had a girl call you up and be like, you know, the dude you talking to, you know, I fuck with him. Woman to woman.
I had a girl slide in my DMs before. It was so crazy because all the tea is coming out, baby. Out there and watching. But anyway, like one of my exes, he was just an ex that I was with for a couple years. And, you know, ever since I got, like, a little fame or whatever, like, you know, they still want to be cool with me. And I'm not, like
they want to be VIP.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not mean. Like, y'all could come to the shows. Y'all mm-hmm. could, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. We cool. We not, it's no hard feelings. But, so I had ran into him in L.A. He ended up coming to my house afterwards. And he was just, like, chilling for a little bit. Then I told him, like, you got to go.
Yep.
You know? But when he left, his girlfriend slid in my DMs, like, the next day, like, can I ask you a question? Did my boyfriend come over your house?
Oh, my God.
Did he tell me that he didn't? He told me he's not talking to you and this, that, and the third. And I was just like,
He just left, girl.
No, I didn't even tell her. I was just like,
I got
like,
his boxes on.
I was just like, y'all need to talk about what y'all got going on. And I just told him, mm-hmm. like, you need to stop lying to your girlfriend. Or you don't need to be over here if you got a situation going on. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those types.
Why did he tell her so much information?
Yeah, what they fail to realize is they need to keep it 100 from the gate. If you keep it 100 from the gate with everybody around you, then you won't have these problems, because you're going to choose to deal with what you want to deal with. Mm-hmm. But guys so quick to want to put us in situations that they want us to be in because they want to be in.
That's trash.
That's when shit get fucks up.
That's trash.
When it's really, tragic. But he can't even keep it 100 with her, because if he did, knowing if I was the girlfriend, I would have broke up with him. Like, right. You over your ex house and it's Dreezy, nigga.
It's Dreezy, please. Like,
yeah, nah, it's over with. But
she can't compete with that.
Yeah, so I don't know. He just didn't need to be over there. He should have never been over there.
So now, what about you leaving stuff at a man's house? You said you got something that's semi-serious.
Oh, I'm collecting all my belongings.
But you have stuff there.
What? You saying what?
Like, do you leave stuff?
Like
some shoes, maybe?
I don't leave nothing.
Girl, don't. Because next thing you know, the next bitch that came there.
L'Oreal, talk about it.
I'm make sure I don't leave nothing.
Or the bitch that really lives there, gonna burn your shit or bleach your shit or throw your shit away.
Yeah. Okay. Especially my nigga baggy.
Bleach, burn, rip.
See,
throw,
I told you.
Tear. Why is this shit?
When I first started dealing with my boyfriend, I would leave. We were long distance. And I would leave stuff at his house and go back to Georgia, and then I would come back a week later and my shit would be missing.
Woo!
If it was a boyfriend, that's I could leave my stuff at my boyfriend's house. You should be able to leave your stuff at your boyfriend's house.
Well,
unless that's how I knew he was cheating.
Unless he was wearing it.
No, it was clothes, but then it was like a pair of like $200 flat irons. Like, it was some shit that I needed.
Oh, no, he was not using your flat.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any hair. So clearly there was another bitch that was around that was removing my shit. And that's how I initially knew that he was cheating on me.
I used to feel like a bitch was using my brush, my flat iron. Like, damn. How you going to come fuck with a bitch's nigga and use her flat iron on your way out the door? You a little cruddy bitch for doing that shit.
No, you know what? I had this one little experience. Okay, so it was these girls that I was seeing messing around, like steady wanting to kick it with my boyfriend or whatever. So I just started watching their page a little bit. So right. I seen the girl take a picture, right? She took a selfie like this. Mm-hmm. So all you could see is her face and like the corner of the wall. But I saw a little cable cord hanging.
So you knew whose wall.
That's me hanging. And I was living with my best friend at the time. My name was Dede. So I'm like, friend, I'm going to be right back. She like, where you going? I'm like, I'm going to be right back. Ooh. Girl, I drove over there. It was like two bitches in the crib, first of all, when I walked out.
Should have came with you.
That's what she was like, why you didn't tell me?
Y'all was supposed to tell her on the way back. Why you didn't break her?
Because I couldn't think. I was just on go mode. Like, I got to get over there.
I'll be right back.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to get over there.
And then as soon as I got over there, like, he instantly picked me up against the wall. But I saw, like, my birthday had just passed. My balloons was in his room. Our pictures.
Nice.
But he took my balloons out the room. Our pictures was down.
Niggas ain't shit. You did not put your pictures down.
I'm like, you really is damn. Tweaking. Like, it was so crazy. And me and him ended up fighting in the house. The girls left.
I bet they did.
But I'm just like, well, like, that was one of the craziest little moments I had.
Oh, my God.
Niggas will relocate your shit. Yo, nah, this is some crazy shit. A nigga done relocated my whole closet. I swear to God in my life. Because I took a picture. Because I noticed. I'm like, yo, my shit is, this not where I left this shit. So I took a picture of my closet. I promise you, I came back, my shit wasn't put back. With the nigga must have been taking my shit and putting it somewhere else.
And then putting it back.
So we had two cribs, so that was just like one of my, the other closets. But so it wasn't crazy amount of stuff, but it was a good amount. The nigga was fucking redecorating every time a bitch would cut. The niggas ain't shit. How you had the time?
They slick and they ain't even slick though.
You're not slick. You know, I'm like, where my hat at, nigga? He like, where? I'm like, in this picture right here. I took a picture right. before I left. He like, yo, you're crazy.
No.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Because
you took it out and you brung it back.
You know how you could tell when somebody's cheating on you? You got to look in the garbage.
If it's empty.
Is that crazy?
What if it's
What's
empty?
In the garbage?
No, because you could see, that's where you see like hairs and other things.
Condom
like,
wrappers.
Mm. Yeah, all kinds of things. That's how you could really tell. Like in the bathroom garbage, especially. My ex-boyfriend, when he was cheating on me, I would look and I would see like hair that I knew wasn't my hair, but he would have it all like on the, and I wasn't digging in the garbage. But,
yeah, she's a garbage picker.
In the bottom
she's
of the bag.
She's a garbage picker.
It was the bottom of the can.
I did see some hair that I knew wasn't mine because it was like blonde hair. And I was like,
it wasn't me. Don't look. You said blonde.
Yeah, I don't know you like that. Now, what about being friends with his ex? Can your man be friends with his ex?
No. No.
What if he's honest about it?
You know what? Unless she your baby mama or something, for what?
That's what.
That's how I feel.
But if
it's
each
over,
other since childhood and
so
stuff.
So what? If you've moved on to a new relationship and what y'all had is over, then you need to move on
like
completely
for what?
In life. Like, what do you need her friendship for when you got me? I'm your friend.
Especially because, you know, it's, if y'all been messing around for however long, that friend thing could turn
into something slippery, you know, real quick. What if she's in a relationship too?
So? That means she got something to lose too.
Ooh, no. What if they have a business together?
And now, see, that's different.
Then what?
That's buy a little that different.
Why they got a business together? If that's
I'm
the manager now.
Hire me.
I'm your manager.
Hire me, bitch.
You need to talk to her. I'll handle all inquiries from now on.
Okay. Let's just say they had a business before he knew you. They broke up. They're not together, but they still have a business together.
I'm the manager now. That's fine.
But that's not a friendship. That's a business.
Yeah, that's a business.
Yeah, y'all don't have to talk.
But that's awkward too. If you know, what if they work? They just work together. Would you feel awkward about that?
If
you
they
gotta quit
like,
your job.
Go to the same job
nah,
as each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't really control that.
Right.
But
just because y'all have to see each other in the same building don't mean y'all necessarily have to have a friendship. You're not friends with everybody you work with.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, would you feel awkward if you knew that he used to mess with somebody he worked with though? That's hard. Like every day he got to see her.
Yeah, I'm
he
not
He probably see her
like
more
that.
Than you.
But at some point, these niggas got to be able to hold thing on when I'm not around. Like, one thing I'm not going to do is be watching your every move. Like, if you at work, nigga, work, get the check and bring
and
it home.
Right, exactly.
I shouldn't have to keep tabs on you while you're at work.
Babysitting and shit. Like, you trying to do your
job. If that's
job.
The case, we don't even need to be together. Mm-hmm. You know?
Sure. All right, now, what do you think about FaceTime in relationships, right? Has FaceTime ever made y'all break up? Why you look like that, Loria?
Nothing. I don't do the FaceTime shit. Like, FaceTime not about to jam me up. You can see, like you said, in the background, the wire. Oh, bitch, you there? Like, you here? No.
Yeah.
Don't worry about where I'm at. You could call me, text me. But FaceTime, Mm-hmm. I'm not 12.
They guys do like FaceTime.
Yeah, yes, I know you they be do. On your FaceTime, and you got to make sure you look all right.
Yeah, because my wig be off half the time. And every time this one boy called me, my wig is off, and I'm like,
"Listen, nigga, you do not want to see still my answer though? Braids."
Okay? No,
I do not answer. You got to make an appointment.
If I do, it'll be like towards the ceiling or something.
You got to turn the light off,
or I'll just be like, "Hold on 1 second." Like he know what's going on. I'll be like, "Wig off." He'll be like, "Okay, like,
wig off,"
or he'll be like, "I don't care. I can see you with your wig out." No,
no, thank you.
Is that okay? So when you get serious with somebody and he come over, you don't mind taking your wig off?
No, I ain't got that comfortable yet. I'm barely comfortable with myself with my wig off. I'm looking like, is this you? Like, I gotta throw something on. But yeah, when I get in a relationship, after a while, you know, he gonna have to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. They probably love that though.
I don't think so.
Because that's the ultimate, like, damn, she really trusts me and loves me.
Comfortable.
Did you not just see on Shade Room with
okay,
Young Miami and Southside?
Okay.
Wait till they see you with your wig on. Like, damn.
Now they're back together.
Lord.
But if you
wait,
could joke
who
about
said that?
Southside.
He said that to
Southside's
her?
Been on lip service.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah. I know he was wild. That boy crazy.
Mm-hmm. Damn, he said that shit. That's foul.
He said that
that's
you,
fighting
you
words.
Look crazy with your wig on. Okay, right? But you don't mind no makeup. Then
yeah, I don't wear makeup all the time around.
Yeah, you're a pretty girl, so you could be on there, you know, wig
I
off.
I might do a little powder or some, just cause I don't know,
just to smooth it out.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah.
But I do go around guys without makeup a lot of times, cause it's like, this me nigga, what the fuck, it ain't gonna change.
They like it anyway.
Yeah.
What about what you wear, like when a guy comes over that you feeling, do you have to put on something like sexy at home, or are you okay being comfortable in like sweats?
I wear kind of whatever I want to wear. But it depends. If I really, really like a guy, then I'll be like, okay, let me get a little cute. You know what I'm saying?
Especially in the beginning.
Put on my little white beater, show a little cleat, you know?
In the beginning.
Show my little nipples.
Yeah. And then once you get comfortable, you be like,
I don't know. I'm chilling.
Come over.
I'm
this hole in the bottom
anyway,
of my sock.
So I wear like cute little two pieces anyway.
They don't match.
GTV wear mismatched socks, she said.
You do? I do too. I hate matching socks after I do laundry. That's one
really?
Thing I don't
That's
do.
My pet peeve.
My socks gotta match.
If a guy comes like with dirt, like not dirty, but like socks that don't look fresh out of the pack kind of shit, I'll be looking
fresh
at
out of the pack.
Yes. I mean, the socks like gotta nice, be fresh.
Like dingy
same
and BDB.
Color, same thing, nothing.
You
no
know what?
Length.
It probably is kind of tacky for a guy to come with mismatching socks.
Right?
Like, but you know, just like, think about it, but I don't be caring for me. So they probably be looking at me like that. But
sometimes we be having like our bad underwear days.
Like, if I'm going to see a guy, I would take them off
say you
and
don't,
throw
you're
them
not
away.
Because you know how you have those days where you ain't do your laundry and there's that underwear that's mad comfortable you ain't throw out yet.
And so you'll have it on.
I'm around a guy, I wear
I know what
you're
talking about.
I wear the
period
panties.
Underwear.
But yeah. I would take period it off. Panties. I would just take it off.
Period
before, like
you would take your underwear off before.
Like if
all
say,
my panties
I'm
is period panties,
my,
that's the only time I wear panties.
Yeah, my shit is fucked up. I would take them off and throw
no,
them
No, that's
away.
A lie. I got on panties on. I got panties on right now.
Are
but
they period
you know
panties?
Why? No, because I wear panties to work. I feel like feel like I need to wear panties with my work uniform.
So you don't wear underwear with your jeans or nothing?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Like if I wasn't about to go to work after this, I wouldn't have panties on under these jeans.
I see.
But
that.
I'm going to work after this, so I got panties on.
See, I wear underwear with my jeans, but not like if I'm wearing like stretch
nah,
pants.
I wear panty
I mean, sweatpants.
I'll just put a panty liner in my jeans.
What?
I hate underwear. Y'all know I hate underwear.
I wear underwear all the time.
I do too.
Except to bed. It. That's the only time I don't wear underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
I
don't wear it to bed. You know?
I hate underwear. I went to
I
sleep the other night with underwear on. I had to take them off.
I can feel that.
I don't wear bras.
Yeah, I got to wear a damn bra.
I wear them, but I don't really like them. After a while, because you know, I have implants and sometimes they get heavy. So after a while of me not wearing bras, I actually can feel them like hanging. And I have to put a bra
that's
on.
That's me.
I'll be like this.
See, I ain't got
my titties
no titties.
Get to feel heavy.
See, we good. We don't got to wear no bras.
Lucky
it don't
y'all.
Be nothing.
Yeah, what about, okay, so Who Kid was here last week and he was talking about nipples, right? And he don't like his nipples being played with. But a lot of guys do like that. Uh-oh. Oh, Dreezy got a story already. Spill the tea.
No. I ain't never played with a nigga nipple.
You haven't?
Really?
Some guys like it.
Doing what? Like flicking
like,
it?
Like, or like licking
them?
Biting touching them?
No, yeah. He could play with my nipples. I'm not finna be.
Some guys like that. There's actually some guys that can't come unless you play with their nipples. You gotta start
really?
Playing with nipples, Dreezy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's weird though. I'm not gonna lie. That shit is weird to me. Like, I've talked about this before. I had a guy that was like that. Like, only way he could come is if you play with his nipples.
You had to suck his titties.
Yeah, so he's like,
suck his titties?
No, he would ask me. He'd be like, he'll be like, suck on my nipples.
Really?
And then they got like really big and I used to get disgusted and I just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah,
eraser nipples?
Like they were like erasers. It was nasty.
They were getting gorged.
I feel like if I touch the type of niggas I fuck with, if I was to even reach for their
motherfucking head.
Like, fuck you doing? Like, yeah. Like, I'm not even going to reach for it.
Then they'll see you with your wig off.
You ever mess with a guy that had titties? You know, guys that sometimes they don't.
Man,
yeah. But it's cool because, like, I like some fat niggas because like, you can lay on their stomach.
Girl, I'm about to say, titties come with a ball of belly. Like, you ain't really going to find a guy with titties that ain't got no ball. No belly.
Too. One thing about me, I love food. Like, 75% of my happiness come from what I eat. That's why I'm going to be so mad if we don't go get
Listen, you just came in here talking about food. She was like, where I can eat at? Then I came in here and she was like, what you eating?
For real.
And she wanted me to explain it in detail.
If I wasn't rapping, I would probably be traveling the world just eating different food, like telling y'all, oh, this shit good. Yeah.
All right, now let's just say you messed with a guy. It wasn't that serious. Is it okay for one of your homegirls then to go out with him?
No, never.
She didn't even let you finish.
Never okay. I don't care if we're serious or not. If I said he's cute, I'm talking to him. We just exchanged numbers, any of that. No, you can't go after him.
Damn, so you got everybody. So even if you just say somebody cute, she can't talk to
but
him.
But honestly, if my friend tell me that somebody is cute and not, okay, cute, no. We can, if he ain't, if you say he cute, but he not feeling you, sis, then that's different. But if you say he cute and he like coming on to you a little bit, any of my friends, if they tell me about a guy that they messing around any type of way, mm-hmm. I'm automatically going to be turned off. Mm-hmm. Like,
so she's like, Drake is cute. And then you like, damn, now he's off limits.
No, I said, if he's cute and he's coming on to her. So she'd be like, ooh, Drake cute. And he'd be like, shit, you not so bad yourself. And then now they exchange the numbers. Like, oh, I can't go after that and be like, what's hey, up? Drake, what about me? Like, no.
What if it's 2 years later and they never even went out? They had a couple of text messages exchanged and that was it.
And they never went out?
Nope, never went out.
Or they went out and it was
like
awful.
What?
They went out and it was awful. Like, say they ain't do nothing. They just went to dinner and they went their separate ways.
Mm-hmm. And it was 2 years
ago.
You got to ask her first.
It's not really... I don't know.
And he really feeling you.
What if a guy tried to talk to you and then tried to talk to one of your friends after you shut him down? Would you tell her? And she was, and she liked
him.
You would be
like, girls be quick to, girl, I used to talk to him.
Oh, God, yeah.
He tried to talk to me.
But definitely I'll tell my friend, like, if that's somebody, I'll be like, you know, he tried to talk to me, but go ahead, do your thing.
Because that's that.
Because you need to know what type of nigga he is. Like, you need to know if he... trying to talk to everybody, mm-hmm. especially if he know
if they know
friends,
your friends.
Yeah, that's a little janky.
Mm-hmm. What if it's not everybody and it was just y'all two? Y'all got similar personality. He liked this a similar kind of girl.
And let's just say you shut it
that's
down because you were in a relationship. Nothing ever happened.
It's weird. If you know we friends, why are you trying to talk to both of us? Yeah. It's weird.
All right. Now, let's talk about your music and everything that's going on. I told you I heard your song, A Cash Doll, which I really like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did y'all end up linking up? Mm-hmm.
You know what? So, basically, you know that whole little controversy of YG and the song with mm-hmm. Cardi B, the She Bad song. Basically, I saw it came out on the internet that Cash Doll was like, oh, well, I was supposed to be on the song, but he took me off. And then it was like... oh, well, I was on the song, too, because I was there when he originally made the song. So I saw, like, the Shade Room posting all our responses, and I saw people trying to, like, put us against each other, and it was, like, a little tension in between us. So I was just like, you know, why don't I just reach out to Cash Doll, and we do our own song? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, a lot of females is not collaborating.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And we both dope. So mm-hmm. I did that, and I had this song called Chanel Slides, and I'm like... that's perfect for Cash Doll. Right. So mm-hmm. sent it to her. She sent it back. And then ever since, we've been like super cool. Like, I love Cash Doll.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's a lot of competition between women in this industry?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like women have embraced you or no?
I think a lot of women have embraced me. And I think more so on the like respect level, I think a lot of women respect me mm-hmm. in the industry. Because I'm not doing nothing for clout. I'm not going around fucking full name. Like, I think every time you see me and my name in the music or in the light is something like either my talent or something, my music, or you know what I'm saying? Positive. Like, you gotta respect it. It's no gimmicks with it. So I think they show me love.
Yeah, you do be minding your business.
Yeah, I do. I try.
So what's going on next for Dreezy? Big Drees.
Big Drees is dropping Friday.
Damn.
Can't wait. It's a new project. It got a lot of new music, dope music on there. I was working on it. Some of the songs been songs that I just had for a minute. I added some new songs and it just got a lot of sauce to it. And then I'm going to start working on my album after that. But Big Drees is like my main focus right now.
Well, let's talk about your growth since when you first started up until now. Because like you said, you know, coming in this game early on, you was trying to figure things out. You ended up having to get in a bad contract, taking a break and coming back. So now what kind of space are you in?
Yeah, I feel like right now I feel good. Like I'm learning to have fun with it. It's not so stressful. And now that because the first couple of years, it's so confusing when you're trying to figure it out, like, should I rap? Should I sing? Am I a sex symbol? Am I a tomboy? Am I this? Am I that? And then it's like, once you figure it out for real, it's like, oh, let's have fun. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm ready to like put it all on the table. Really. And I realized I'm not one of those gimmicky females. I'm not a comedian. I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to put my extra energy into my creativity. And that's what I was trying to do with Chanel Slides. Like, I wanted the video to stand out for us. I wanted the music to speak for itself and the videos and the creativity. Like, even my next video, I got a lot of ideas for it, just how I'm going to break the record, go viral that way with the creative side. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to raise the bar, bring videos back, bring style back.
Videos need to come back. Remember when we used to get so excited to see, you would hear a song and be like, ooh, I can't wait to this video.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's
what I tried to do with Chanel. I think that kind of worked because like, people was excited for the song, but then when I put the cover art, even with the cover art.
Yeah, the visuals was crazy.
Yeah, even with the cover art, I love how we broke the internet with that. Like, I got more likes on the cover art than I do on my regular pictures, because people was just like, yes, like, we want to see the video. And then when the video dropped, it just shot up. Like, right now we got over 1 million views. That's dope. It's only been out for like a week, and now we averaging like 200,000 views a day, so it's gonna be at 2 million probably by next week. So it's just doing good.
Yeah, it's good to see you figuring things out too. Yeah. I like that.
It really is, because I'm more hands-on now, too. Like, when I first got signed to the label, everybody felt like they knew what to do with me. And they was just trust me, Dreez, just trust me. And then it was like, after a while, I'm like, let me just do this myself.
Right.
I would rather, if I take a L, I'd rather be based off my decisions than letting everybody else and their mama handle
decide
my
for you.
So, yeah.
All right, well, I know you got a lot of stuff to do because you in New York for a week and you got interviews, and Big Drees is out on Friday. So
Big Drees.
We appreciate you coming through and chopping it up with us. You got to do it again.
Yes. Whenever you want me to come back, girl.
When you got some more time and we could smoke a blunt.
I know. We just got in town this morning, so we kind of like running, rushing.
And it's cold as hell. Feels like you're in Chicago.
Freezing.
I'm warm, but it is cold.
All right. It's lip service. It's Big Drees.
Hey.